Psalm 94:19. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul. Luke 2:25. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called a Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. Again, Jesus himself is our consolation. Sufficient comfort and consolation is possible when we begin by seeing Jesus as our comfort and consolation personified, the same way we see him as the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus isn't just a way. He himself is the way. He doesn't just know the truth. He himself is the truth. And finally, he doesn't simply have life. He himself is life. And to carry that on, he is our comfort, consolation personified. Luke 11:3. Give us each day our daily bread. I bet most people think that verse has something to do with asking the Lord for bacon and eggs every morning, or at least something about getting food. But that's not what the Lord is saying. It means that Jesus is our daily bread and can be understood as our daily bread, in the same way he is our consolation and can be understood as our comfort in this life. John 6:51. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. I met a woman last week who was raised by her drug-addicted mother and an abusive grandmother. When she grew up, after many failed relationships, she had a child, a beautiful baby boy. As a young, single mom, she gave her life to Christ, and things were better than she had ever known. She worked hard, and as a result, she had a babysitter keeping her child. Well, tragedy struck when she got the call that due to abuse and neglect by the sitter, her child died. She was alone in the world again. From her perspective, God and her child were the only ones who had ever loved her. And not only was the child gone, but she felt far from the Lord. 20 years later, she was still an emotional wreck. She couldn't hardly get 10 words out of her mouth before the tears just started pouring from her eyes. Can you imagine living like that for 20 years? She had prayed many other times, but I guess the day we prayed wasn't going to be like any other days. When we prayed for rest and consolation on that day, 20 years after her child died, something shifted. The air got sweet and bright. There came the faint smell of vanilla and grapes in the room. And suddenly, she brightened and laughed and said through her tears that Jesus was inside and out, and she felt light. Jesus came near and comforted her wounded heart. Interestingly, in the time of her visitation, she said God had made her to know some wisdom. He said, "Of course, I don't want you to forget your little one, but it's like a newspaper. What happened 20 years ago cannot be allowed to continue to occupy space on your front page news every day. I will not forget him or you, but let me put your memory of him in its rightful place, and you and I can get on with your life." Jesus was her comfort. She could either continue to weep in the corner or let Jesus comfort her heart. The future will come, one way or another. Jesus changed her mind and heart. God truly is the Lord of all comfort.